Over four decades ago, our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, answered a call to stand in the gap for America's families.
Christian bashing is over! Yeah.
In 1977, there were maybe 100 people in the country who realized where we were going. Now it has changed.
Today, it's our turn to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing.
I'm willing to stand.
I'll stand.
I'm standing with AFR.
It's American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon, standing in the gap for America's families, America's future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Share-a-thon on AFR, standing in the gap.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's 11:06 Central Time here in, as President George Bush would say, W. Bush, America. It's 11:06 here in America.
America.
And as 11:06. O is a letter. And we like to be legalistic here.
That's legalistic.
Yes, we like to be as legalistic and as judgmental as we can be.
Are you going to tell the U.S. military to stop?
What's that? Is that what they use?
0700?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You could tell Navy SEAL.
They can
SEAL,
use whatever they want to.
Tell a Navy SEAL, actually, O is a letter.
No, I'm going to let them do what they want to. Because I probably lose that one 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon. Thank you, everyone who's already called in and made a gift. To AFR, we are a listener-supported Christian radio station, and if our listeners don't make financial donations, then you hear this sound. That's right. That was 3 seconds of silence, except it'd be a lot more than that.
You know,
Brent
Creeley was about, I bet, I was
cowbell?
Saying, he put the cowbell. You'll hear this.
For, you mean for Trivia Friday? Because that's what we always say. If you answer this question correctly, you will hear this sound. And then we play this sound right here. We play that cowbell. That's on Fridays. But I was trying to make a point, and I think I'll make it again with just 3 seconds. And that is, if American Family Radio wasn't on the air, you would tune to this
place frequency
and hear this sound. Yes, to borrow from Simon and Garfunkel, that's the sound of silence.
Yes.
And we don't like that here on American Family Radio, and we know you don't either. I'm just making a point that we need your financial help to stay on the radio. And I know that you'll help us if you believe in the mission and the cause and our ministry. Here's the phone number. We just ask you to call and be as generous as you can. And whatever you can do, little, middle, or a lot, we appreciate everything everybody can do to help us. We all total it up at the end of the day on Thursday and see what we have and see how that impacts our operating needs for the next 6 months. Here's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio. By the way, we're on the internet at AFR.net if you want to check us out on the internet, AFR.net. Here's the phone number. And we're live video streaming too, right?
That's right.
So Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues, and we're live video streaming our share-a-thon. So you can look into the studio here and see what's going on. Our phone number, though, for those who want to give over the phone, is 877-616-2396. You can use a credit card if you want to do it that way. 877-616-2396. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
My name is Barbara. I call from the state of Alabama. And I appreciate how well fed I am spiritually by AFR. But I really thank you most of all for when upcoming elections are coming around the bend, I can feel confident in walking into a polling place being a well-informed voter. And I thank you all so much for that. Have a blessed day.
Oh, well, bless you, sister. Another wonderful testimony. Ed, what do you got there?
Well, I just want to let our listeners know, of course, as you mentioned, this is our Spring Share-a-thon 2019. Standing in the Gap is the theme from Ezekiel 22:30. The phone number, if you want to give, is 877-616-2396. You can give online at AFR.net. The number, though, if you want to call, 877-616-2396. Now, with a one-time donation of $150 or more, you will receive the AFR Prayer Journal. That is not the same as the AFA Journal, the magazine. It is the AFR Prayer Journal, or you can use it for notes or whatever. It is it's a beautiful journal with an AFR pen and the Standing in the Gap prayer bookmark. That is for a one-time donation of $150 or more. Now, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, and we try to encourage people to do that because it helps us budget for the next 6 months, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the AFR Prayer Journal, the pen, the Standing in the Gap prayer bookmark, plus the Standing in the Gap t-shirt. And if you want to go to AFR.net, you can see these items for yourself. The Standing in the Gap t-shirt is beautiful blue color with a very nice logo. It says Standing in the Gap, Ezekiel 22:30. That is, I think, on the back, and then on the front is the AFR logo, American Family Radio. So that is what the premiums are for the Spring Share-a-thon Standing in the Gap this year. 877-616-2396. Our general manager, Jim Stanley, is in, giving me the dead eye to give the phone number, 877-616-2396, or if you prefer to give online, AFR.net.
Well, it's not often that I get to come in and stand in the presence of on holy ground of today's issues. Now, Trivia wow. Friday's a whole different story, but you know, coming on today's issues, I better have something, right?
And you're better saying you've good. Got something. Yeah.
I got something. All right, so you know how you pack a lunch, and remember the old days when they called it a brown bag special or
yeah.
brown bag lunch? Well, that's what we're going to do today. In fact, we're going to kick it off now. For our brown bag special today, we're going to take and add $50 to every gift that comes in.
Wow. That's
and
great.
So you
hey,
guys,
as they say out in the country, Jim, come again?
That's right. So for everybody that makes their best donation, we're going to add $50
you
to
are?
That. Not
Stanley's?
Personally. No, no, let me clarify. A group of our generous listeners
oh,
are going to.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I could probably cover one, maybe
okay.
two.
Okay.
And if you'll wait till Friday, I could probably cover a couple more.
A payday.
But, so, Jim, if listeners want to maximize their gift, now's the time to do
absolutely.
It. Now's the time to do it. So, basically, a $50 add-on to any gift.
Yes.
You give $30, it becomes $80. If I do this too much, then I'll get my numbers mixed up. But you get the point. $50 to every gift.
Well, and see, when I originally came in, Ed, I was going to use the stink eye and
yes.
talk about the number because we've been a little quiet out there.
Yes.
But with three of the six people in here all being my boss, I have to be careful how I tread on that. So it is a $50 add-on for our brown bag special.
And actually, a stink eye can't be proven.
No,
so
it
you
can't.
Say, you say, I didn't give you a stink eye. This,
I've never
the way
heard
I
that
look.
Expression in my whole yeah. life.
Have
the
you
stink
not?
Eye really?
No, I've never heard stink eye.
I'm not sure where it comes
you
from.
You said dead eye earlier.
Dead eye,
are they
stink
interchangeable?
Eye. Yes.
What kind of eye? Well, how many more eyes are there?
We're starting to get into bizarro world here.
Bizarro eyes?
Bizarro eyes? Hey, now, by the way,
that
just
comes on day three of Share-a-thon, Tim.
By the way, we do want to clarify that it's not a $50 add-on every month. This is
right.
just
no,
for one
just
gift.
One time. Yeah, right, but yes. okay. if folks want to do the monthly gift, we'll be grateful for that. Again, your $30 gift gets you the things that Ed talked about a few moments ago. You can see those at AFR.net. And if you prefer to give online, you can do that at AFR.net as well.
If I'm not mistaken, though, we can kind of meet in the middle here. And if you start giving a monthly gift of, let's say you start giving $50 a month, that first month will be $100.
That's right. Right.
Because that will be, it'll go towards one gift.
There
so
you
the
go.
First month
yes.
will be added $50 to.
And I have to be honest, that some of our folks who have been doing share-a-thons for a while, when someone calls in with a $150 gift, they do ask them, would you like to make that $30 a month? Because you're only $30 away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a monthly supporter.
Yeah.
So we and we'll give you fries with that.
That's kind of like for just an extra dollar, you can biggie
that's
size
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
So you can biggie size it, yeah.
Humongous size it.
They do ask you that. Yeah. I always like, so the phone number, Jim, if people want to do the things you've asked, what do they need to do?
Call 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or online at AFR.net. And by the way, remember, we give the number how?
Slowly.
Often and slowly. Because that's when it doesn't matter how many times we give it. That's the number one complaint. We don't give it enough, and we don't give it slow enough.
All right, so how's this? 877.
Now.
616-2396.
That's Bernie Sanders slow-mo. Oh, that's what that is. That is Bernie Sanders slow-mo.
877-616-2396.
Medicare for all.
I'm getting there, aren't I? I'm going to work on it some more.
I'm going to turn this back over to you guys at this point and run.
Yeah, because we're going to get this thing under control. Yeah.
All right. It's the Spring Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening, and we thank you for praying for our ministry and for supporting us financially during our Share-a-thon. Again, as Ed just gave out the phone number in his slow motion Bernie Sanders kind of way.
Yeah.
The phone number is 877-616-2396. Well, one of the programs we have on weekdays here on AFR is Pathway to Victory. Pathway to Victory is a Bible teaching program heard each morning on American Family Radio, hosted by Dr. Robert Jeffress. And Dr. Jeffress is the senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Yes.
I was waiting. Can I talk? Because I haven't been introduced yet.
Oh, so you
I
haven't?
I didn't know if it was okay for me to participate.
What are you senior pastor of?
I'm not senior pastor of anything. Thank goodness for any church in the world.
I'm just teasing with you. You're senior correspondent with American Family Radio. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
A belated welcome.
I wanted to talk to my friend Dr. Jeffress, and I didn't, know if I was.
Well, you can
be able
you can be allowed to. Okay. No, you can have half a question.
Half a question.
Save it for the right time. Robert, you there?
I am here.
Steve's got something he wants to ask. It's been on his mind here.
So I have a question. Dr. Jeffress, what do you think about?
So that's half a question.
That's half the question.
I thought you were going to ask him, how did God get started?
Well, there you go. If we want to take
like a five-year-old does. Where did God come from, right?
Yeah.
Right. Answer that one. Hey, Robert, you've been on with us for several years now with your Bible teaching program. Pathway to Victory, and we really enjoyed having your show. It's been very well received by our listening audience, and just wanted to give you an opportunity to come on and talk about our relationship and also your listeners.
Really, Tim, it's been 8 years since we've been on your air, and I tell you, we have such tremendous response from AFR. I travel just about every week, and I'm going all across the country, and I hear probably more feedback from AFR listeners than anywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, people say we listen on AFR. So it's been a great partnership, and we so appreciate your organization and the values you stand for, and that when people tune in to AFR, whether it's the Bible teaching programs, the commentary, they're going to know, they're going to hear things that are based solely on the Bible and God's Word. And there's never been a time in society, I think, when people have needed God's Word more than right now. And AFR is a light shining in the darkness. So it's an honor to be associated with you.
Yeah, we got our station there in the Greenville, Dallas area.
I know.
That a lot of folks listen to, American Family Radio. We don't get all over the Metroplex, but we probably get a third of it anyway.
Steve, we hear from a lot of people in Fort Worth that listen on AFR, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Jeffress, I do have a question for you. I know you've been kind of watching what's been going on in Sri Lanka, and you probably heard about some of the discussion back on this side of the in the U.S. about the way that the media and some of the more liberal politicians are addressing that that tragedy in Sri Lanka. And I know For example, we had Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama call them Easter worshipers instead of Christians, and just don't want to talk about the slaughter of Christians. It's just not politically correct. Do you have a thought about why that might be?
Yeah, you know, Charles Payne asked me about that yesterday on Fox Business. And look, I don't want to parse, you know, Easter worshipers too closely, but I think with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, you can look back and see just a general reluctance to identify Islamic terrorists for what they are and to admit that there really is a jihad going on against Christians and Jews by Islamic terrorism. And look, we all acknowledge that radical Islamic terrorism is a small sliver of Islam as a whole, but it's a very powerful sliver, and they absolutely want to eradicate the Jews and Christians from the face of the earth. And, you know, I think President Trump has done a great job of untying the military's hands to go after ISIS. He's virtually decimated ISIS, decimated the caliphate. But the spirit of ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism is still alive, and we need to be vigilant against it.
Talking to Dr. Robert Jeffress in Dallas, Robert serves as the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas. Hey, one thing about your church, I was out there a couple years ago. I've been by your the First Baptist Church there a couple times. You hosted me and showed me around. One thing I found fascinating about First Baptist Church Dallas is you guys have an attachment to your new facility with the older facility, right?
Yeah, we kept the sanctuary from 1890. We weren't going to tear that down, obviously, even though we built a new worship center. But we used that old historic sanctuary, actually, for our contemporary worship service. So there are, you know, drums and guitars on the stage, and they have their own music in there and then video feed my message in there. So we still keep it there and use it.
1890.
1890, I walked down the aisle of that sanctuary when I was 5 years old to trust Christ as Savior. I was baptized there. So it's a great meaning to me, too.
Yeah, you guys have visitors every Sunday, right?
Oh, hundreds and hundreds of visitors. And, you know, you were there, Tim, for the dedication of our new facility about 6 years ago. And we thought that would last us and take care of us. We ran out of our children's space in 2 years. So we're doing a $35 million addition to that to fit all of the growing families. And, you know, you hear all of this about decline in church membership today. Well, in churches where the Bible is taught, there's an attraction. People want to come and hear, not Robert Jeffress, but they do want to hear the Word of God. So God's really blessing our church, and we're grateful for it.
Amen. I guess my visitors, I meant to say people who listen to you on radio, particularly AFR, who are going to who come through Dallas or come to visit families there, their friends and family are driving through, they can come to your Sunday morning worship.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Every week I stand out and meet the guests who come, and so many of them say they listen on television or watch on television, listen on AFR. So we invite folks to go to firstdallas.org, our website, if you want to come and plan your visit with us.
One other question is, I know that you are personal friends with President Trump. How can our listeners pray for him? Specifically, because a lot of our listeners voted for him, and they also know the pressure that he's been under, especially the last 2 years with this Mueller investigation, and they see him on TV, but they don't know him like you do. How can we pray for President Trump?
You know, last week I had a surprise call from the Secret Service last Tuesday night, and they said, the vice president's going to be in town tomorrow, and he wants to come by and see you, but you can't tell anybody. So the vice president came by our church to visit with me, and we had a great visit. And, you know, the vice president said the president's doing great. He is upbeat. He's positive. But having said all of that, no president has faced as many headwinds of criticism as this president has, people who are determined to take him down. So I would just encourage Christians to pray for his continued encouragement, pray for wisdom for him. And, you know, he has said to me many times, he said, the five words that have come to mean the most important to him to me since I became president was when I hear people saying, I am praying for you. He really does covet people's prayers.
All right, Robert, take care. Thank you, my brother.
Great to talk to you all, and have a successful Share-a-thon. It's a great way to invest your money, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Walker.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we wanted to mention before we move on to news and Steve Jordahl is this hour up until 12 o'clock Central, and this may carry on after that, but for sure up until 12 o'clock p.m. Central, we have a $50 add-on going on. So any gift you give, $50 is added on to that. And so now's the time to maximize on your gift. Support American Family Radio. Keep AFR on the air. We operate over 180 radio stations in over 32 states. This is a very expensive operation, but we're carrying out the mission.
You mean if I give 50, then you'll add on? Somebody's called in and said they'll add on 50 more?
That's right. If you give 50, it'll become 100. If you give 100, it'll become 150. 50.
So $50 so on and so for forth. Each gift add on.
That's right. If you give $5, wow. It'll be $55.
That's good math, son.
It is.
I knew we sent you to college for a reason. that's impressive.
Yeah.
Didn't you think so?
AFR.net is the website.
Mom and me are proud of you, son.
.net is the website. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And Ed, don't listeners get something if they give, if
Steve
they qualify?
Steve Jordahl, who doesn't get to talk on this show.
No, I'm okay.
He's wearing it.
I am.
He's donning.
I'm modeling it.
He's donning
one. He wears it well.
So Facebook and YouTube viewers right now can see Steve
Show the T-shirt yet. I'm gonna get to it, and then I'm gonna have you stand up, Steve. Yeah, hide
<He's>
yourself.
Hiding.
For those of you who are watching the show on Facebook
right.
or YouTube,
yes.
Go to today's issues,
yes,
and you can see what Steve is wearing.
Right.
But anyway, to Walker's point, with a one-time donation of $150 or more, you receive the AFR Prayer Journal, a pen. And the Standing in the Gap prayer bookmark.
A pen, a P-E-N?
A P-E-N. And if you give for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive the AFR prayer journal, the pen, the Standing in the Gap prayer bookmark, plus, Steve and Tim, please go ahead and show, the Standing in the Gap T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it has on the back, it has a wonderful logo. It says Standing in the Gap, Ezekiel 22:30. It's a beautiful blue color. And on the front, it has the AFR logo. Now, I was instructed to let you know that Share-a-thon T-shirts are only available in extra large. So
works for me.
So rather than have a bunch of T-shirts left over because nobody
claimed
it.
We just assumed we had a bunch of extra large listeners.
I guess.
Not offensive. Was that offensive to people, you think, what I just said?
No, it's.
Could you imagine if we only had small?
Right.
Right.
Duly noted,
yes.
Steve.
So most folks can get into an extra large, even if it's a little big.
Sure.
Then
use it
out in the yard or when you go to Walmart or
when you go to church so that you're advertised, everybody knows about
yes.
it.
Yes. If it's too big, wear it to church.
Hey, everybody can wear an extra large, even if you sleep in it.
Right. There you go.
All right, Steve, what do you got?
Do we have enough time to play a clip here real quick?
Steve, whatever time you need, brother.
All right.
You just tell us.
I'm looking at Brent, who's telling me 30 seconds till music.
Maybe not.
Let's pick up that at the end. Let me just, I'll give you a little something for 30 seconds. Did you know that find something here.
Pressure's on, Steve.
I know, because my plans were all
now you have 15 seconds.
15 seconds. America's great. Did you know
there
that
you
America
go.
Is a great country?
That's news.
And Vermont has officially replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. More
well,
after
just
this.
Just really bringing me down now.
So is America really great?
That's this the is the land right. of Bernie.
Vermont's
land,
not really America.
land of Bernie Sanders we're talking here. Are you serious?
Yes, I am. They officially
Somebody else did that the other day. Who was that?
Oh, it's happening on college campuses and
replacing
Christopher Columbus
Day.
New Mexico, Alaska, Minnesota, Oregon.
He brought genocide and smallpox, blah, blah, blah. I know, listen, I apologize for treating the kinds of issues that is raising. There are things in our history that need to be dealt with a sober mind. But this is the kind of thing that's just ridiculous.
According
to
the paper
we know that the Indians always treated each other nicely.
And they were the first ever
right.
to land in North America.
Before the Europeans got here, they got along fine.
Right.
We'll be back. Am I right? We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
This is James from North Carolina. I sincerely thank God for American Family Radio and American Family Association. I go to lunch kind of late during the daytime, and I first discovered AFA one afternoon with Brian Fisher and Focal Point. Since then, I have become more engaged with current culture and what we need to do to stand for the truth. Thank you for the great work you're doing. I certainly continue to pray for AFR and looking forward to more great things from this station. God bless you.
American Family Radio, standing for America's future. Thank you for standing with us. Call 877-616-2396 to give or visit AFR.net. It's Spring Charathon, Standing in the Gap.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Standing in the Gap here on American Family Radio, Standing in the Gap Charathon on AFR. We get that theme from a Bible verse, which is found
Ezekiel
where?
Ezekiel 22:30.
And that talks about, do we have the...
Well, I can't
can you paraphrase it?
I can paraphrase it.
Give us Ed's version.
I look for a man to build up the wall and stand in the gap before me so that I might not have to destroy the land.
And I found none.
And I found none.
So the point is, we want God to find us faithful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of that verse ending the way it does, we'd like, if you were to apply it today, we're calling on our Christian brothers and sisters who listen to AFR to help us stand in the gap prayerfully and
faithfully
for the church, for our country, for our families. There's so much to defend and protect.
Right.
So that's why we're using this theme, standing in the gap. $50 will be added to every donation that's given between now and noon Central Time. That's pretty amazing, folks. Take advantage of that. You want to give a gift, $50 will be added to that gift. Here's the phone number, and then Steve will take us back to news. Got some more stuff. Here's the phone number to call us to reach us and make a gift, AFR. 877-616-2396. Please call and be as generous as you can. Here's the phone number again, 877-616-2396. So, just to close that up, what you said, you're serious in Vermont.
Yes.
They've taken away Christopher Columbus Day and replaced it with Native American Day?
Indigenous Peoples Day.
What's Indigenous people mean?
It's people that
were here. Original peoples.
It's another word for Native.
How far you got to go back?
Anybody
to qualify as an Indigenous
anybody
person?
Anybody that's not white.
Okay. Well, that's
anybody who was here before Westerners came, white Westerners.
Okay, so the indigenous people, as it were, could have come from Asia, but they're considered Native Americans or indigenous people. And how do we celebrate them?
We get the day off. We're
replacing Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Because he was a European.
You remember how we celebrated? How most people celebrate Columbus Day? They sit in front of the TV, they watch TV, they get a day
maybe
off of school,
they
cook out. I have a feeling it's going to be pretty much the same for indigenous people.
And also don't forget the great mattress sales you can get on Columbus Day.
Indigenous mattress sales.
I had Stephen McDowell on a few weeks ago from Providence Foundation to talk about this. We're joking, but Christopher Columbus's contributions are enormous to Western civilization and to the discovery of the Western world, and he was a Christian, God called him to do this exploring.
To take the light of the gospel.
Yes.
That was.
But what happens is today these quote progressives want to take every white European and turn them into a terrorist who stole, pillaged, and it's just a rewriting of history is what it is. And it's not fair. We're all early American people who came here to settle or discover. Did they all have pure motives? No, some of them came to
for money.
Yeah, for money.
Right.
You know, a lot of them did, but that wasn't the purpose of the Pilgrims or of the Jamestown settlers or people right. like that. That wasn't their first motive. Yeah. Go ahead.
The thing to remember too is this is not whatever injustices may have occurred. That is not peculiar to white people, because as we've noticed and noted many
sure
times,
it is. The history of the world otherwise is filled with peace, love, and
is those
and
indigenous
candy.
Those indigenous peoples were savage to one another, because human nature is human nature, whether you're white, black, brown, yellow, or red.
Good point.
And so the fact of the matter is, you're saying that what white settlers oftentimes did in taking land was something that indigenous peoples were doing to each other
long before the white man got here.
That's exactly right.
One hypocrisy amongst many here is this left-wing standard that anybody that came after the Native Americans, they're bad people, we shouldn't recognize them, we should denounce them. Why don't they apply this standard to the Jews in Israel? They don't. No, they talk about how we need a two-state solution. The Palestinians who came after the Jews need to have their place in Israel.
That's a good point.
It's a complete double standard. That if you ask them that, they would say, no, we don't need to be persecuting the Palestinians. They have their proper place, blah, blah, blah. How about Christopher Columbus?
Yeah. And you, like you said, Ed, the indigenous peoples were savages that treated each other horribly.
Well, I said they were savage to one another. And
yes, they were.
The same
That's true.
Thing that they're
so which indigenous people are we celebrating?
Right.
Anyway.
The Comanches, for example, wiped out entire peoples as they took
you mean
over.
Other Indian tribes?
Other Indian tribes.
Right.
They were a force of terror. People were terrified of the Comanches.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve, next story.
I wanted to pay off on a tease that Fred gave you last hour.
Yeah.
And speaking of Israel, going back to this the town hall that was the Democrats right yesterday, Sanders.
Sarah?
No, not Barry either.
Well, it's good to know, Steve.
I know.
Boy, you're a...
Bernie Sanders. Senator Bernie Sanders was asked about his thoughts about Israel. This is what he said. Cut to.
I am not anti-Israel. But the fact of the matter is that Netanyahu is a right-wing politician who I think is treating the Palestinian people extremely unfairly. So... You know, what I believe, you know, the United States gives billions of dollars in military aid to Israel. What I believe is not radical. I just believe that the United States should deal with the Middle East on a level playing field basis. In other words, the goal must be to try to bring people together and not just support one country, which is now run by a right-wing, you know, dare I say, racist government.
Oh, is the whole world racist? I'm just so tired of it. It's every day. Netanyahu's a racist, Dad.
Well, you know what? I didn't see the town hall. I hope
did
somebody
he say Silly Wabbit? By the way,
I think it was an Elmer. An Elmer Fudd moment.
I
twice.
Don't think so.
You think he was doing it on purpose when he said white wing?
I think so.
White.
I think it was just.
Oh, you
an
mean
Elmer
he
Fudd.
Said white wing?
He said white wing.
Let's hear that again. Honestly,
he did it twice.
He did it twice.
Then he's in. Let's hear when he has a speech impediment or he's doing it on purpose. Let's hear that again from Senator Bernie Sanders, ladies and gentlemen.
I am not anti-Israel, but the fact of the matter is that Netanyahu is a right-wing politician who I think is treating the Palestinian people extremely unfairly. So... You know, what I believe, you know, the United States gives billions of dollars in military aid to Israel. What I believe is not radical. I just believe that the United States should deal with the Middle East on a level playing field basis. In other words, the goal must be to try to bring people together and not just support one country, which is now run by a right-wing, you know, dare I say, racist government.
What is he?
I think that's his way of saying right-wing.
You guys are more charitable than I am.
I think it's an Elmer Fudd moment where he's we said this in the story meeting.
That's fine.
I was performing a wedding one time, and I said, repeat after me, with this wing I thee wed. So
we have that on video?
No, but I would put if that on I Facebook. Did, I'm sure not giving it to you. But that's what I think. Listen, whatever he was trying to say right then, the rest of the things
the
he said
was bad enough.
Clearly was bad enough.
Yeah.
If he do these people on the left really think that the Palestinian leadership and the leadership of Hezbollah and Hamas
is morally equivalent?
That they want to quote unquote come together?
Yeah.
I mean, this is insanity.
That was pathetic.
It was pathetic.
Huh?
But that's Israel knows what side their bread is buttered on. You get a Democrat in office, I say progressive, secularist, whatever, you're going to get more of the Obama treatment you got when President Obama was
in. And Obama, you know, he wanted Israel to go back to the 1967 borders, lines in their country. That's what he wanted them to do.
I'm sure he would make it a lot easier.
Which would be the end of Israel as we know it.
Right.
Walker, do you think that the position of Bernie Sanders there is a response to Ilhan Omar and where she's drugged the party where it is on Israel?
Yeah, no doubt. And you can't say I'm not anti-Israel, but then follow up with anti-Israel policies.
Right.
I mean, you can say, okay, he's partially anti-Israel, but you can't say that, I think we need to sit down with the jihadis and they need to have their seat at the table, but I'm for Israel. No, you're one or the other.
Because the jihadis say we're wiping Israel off the map.
Right.
Yes.
And did you hear probably the most disturbing thing was the crowd cheering when he said it. This is the position of the Democratic Party.
I cut out half the cheers. They
listen,
went a lot longer.
I'll say this. I don't even think that Omar, that we're talking about the freshman Democrat representative for Minnesota, I don't think that she has dragged the party there. I think they were already there. And then we saw that in 2012 where there was a resolution to include the protection of Israel in the Democratic Party platform, and they booed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Jews in America continue to vote for Democrats who want to destroy Israel.
And to Steve's point, Steve
talks... Now, they won't... Excuse me, let me clarify that just a second. I don't mean they go on record and saying I'm for destroying Israel.
Right.
I'm saying the policies that the Democrat Party supports, as expressed right there by Bernie Sanders, would be the end of Israel as we know it. That's what I mean. Go ahead, Walker.
Yeah, and Steve has talked before about virtue signaling, and that's what the left is doing here. I think Ed's right. I think they've always deep down in their hearts have believed these positions, but nobody's ever forced them to go on the record and virtue signal these positions. Now Omar and Bernie Sanders, they're forcing the, quote, moderates of the party to go public with their positions.
Let me just tell you something here. Israel is one of the least of our concerns if you look at the globe in terms of human rights violations. The extraordinary amount of time that the left spends on Israel, a country of 8 million people, which, by the way, there was a survey I saw recently of Arabs who live in Israel. Would you rather live in Israel or a Muslim country? And they chose Israel.
That doesn't surprise me.
Huh?
You want to talk about human rights violations. Look at even a country, a quote-unquote moderate country like
ask a Sunni
Saudi Arabia
or a Shia if they were going to live in the opponent's country of the Shia or Sunni or live in Israel. They're going to say Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So the extraordinary amount of time or inordinate amount of time spent on Israel and the United Nations condemning Israel, when you've got all kinds of human rights violations in Saudi Arabia, in China,
in Nigeria,
in Africa, my word. And you're gonna, and all you got time for is Israel,
right?
Really? So you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. By the way, I've traveled in Israel over 20 times, and I've deal with Muslims, Arabs, Christians, Jews. And, yeah, there are problems, and there are historic problems and resentments for things people would tell you. I had a gentleman who was a Arab Christian, and he was an Israeli citizen, and he loved living in Israel, but he would tell you, hey, the Israelis took my parents' land in the war and never gave it back. Well, he said, I still got the deeds to the property. Well, I can understand how he felt.
Right.
But now he didn't feel hatred or anything. He had let it go, but he was telling me this is why there's a lot of resentment against the Jews or the Israelis because of confiscated land. How he would put it. Now, the Israelis would tell you, well, we had to take the land, otherwise we'd be obliterated because people were shooting at us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's two sides to each story, and you can sometimes there's multiple sides to a story.
Yes.
I'm just saying that's the history of the world, and the Israelis are not like racist like this guy Bernie Sanders paints them as. All right, Walker, tell our listeners why we're passing the virtual offering plate here during our share-a-thon.
Yes, we are passing the virtual offering plate so we can stay on the air and continue broadcasting American Family Radio. Here's the special we have going on before I give the phone number and I'll give the website, and then we'll talk about some more news. But here's the phone number. Well, first off, the offer is that there's a $50 add-on. Jim Stanley, our general manager, is calling it the Brown Bag Special. Talking about a lunch.
It's before your time.
Yes.
When I was going to school.
This is why I sit in with older people.
We would take our lunch to school in a brown bag. So we call brown bagging it. Instead of buying the school lunch with the tray and all that.
It's kind of like a luxury.
We're brown bagging.
Well, no, us rich kids, we had lunch boxes.
Oh,
like Batman, Superman.
So maybe that'll be tomorrow.
Spider-Man.
And that was something special with the little thermos that you put the milk in.
Right.
That
we sort
never
of
did quite stay cold.
We sort of peered down our noses at the brown bag kids. We really did. it was a two-tiered system.
Well, look, we're standing up for the brown bag special this hour.
Right.
And so we're going to have a $50 add-on to any gift you give. Give $50, it'll be $100. Give $100, it'll become $150. 877-616-616.
Who's providing that money to
96? Some several donors that Jim Stanley has talked to are going to provide that money.
Amen.
877-616-2396 is the phone number.
And could you say that phone number just a little more slowly?
Let's do it in stereo, all four of us here.
Okay.
Ready?
1, 2, 3. 877-616-2396.
That was also a barbershop quartet sort of sound right there. You know what
I'm saying? Or AFR.net. Yeah. We should probably have Steve since he's the actual singer.
I just wondered when we're going to figure out what that means, like 877 get blessed or something like that, because that would be – we should figure that out.
Don't tell people that. They're gonna start putting that number in. And they're gonna get a
no one signal. Puts letters in. They don't know what it means. It's hard to
All right, the phone number to reach us and give us be as generous as you can. Seriously, folks, this is our time to raise our financial needs. We need your help, and that's what we're saying to stay on the air here with American Family Radio. And the number to call us and make a gift is 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Next story, Steve.
Well, New York City and its mayor, Mr. Bill de Blasio, are saying that the Big Apple wants to lead the way on the Green New Deal. So he's
sort of the Green Apple?
The Green Apple. All right. He's all in, and this is how he is going to do it. Cut six.
The biggest source of emissions in New York City is buildings. We're putting clear, strong mandates, the first of any major city on the earth, to say to building owners, you got to clean up your act, you got to retrofit, you got to save energy. We're going to ban the classic glass and steel skyscrapers, which are incredibly inefficient. If someone wants to build one of those things, they can take a whole lot of steps to make it energy efficient, but we're not going to allow what we used to see in the past.
They're going to retrofit all the skyscrapers. Boy, taxes are going to go up in New York City.
What are they going to make
this
them
is,
out of?
This is going to be retroactive?
What, he said, right at the beginning of that, he said, didn't play tape the first part of that again.
The biggest source of emissions in New York City is buildings. We're putting clear, strong mandates, the first of any major city on the earth to say to building owners, you got to clean up your act, you got to retrofit, you got to save energy.
Got to
retrofit.
We're
going to ban.
Thank you.
Business, yes, owners of current properties.
This someone owns. Someone owns the, you know, the World Trade Center.
Sure.
Or the
This is the left has just gone insane. There's a reason why this is the first time a major city on earth has done this. Everyone else has got a brain.
Yeah.
How expensive is this going to be?
And to it's going to save the planet. What's that worth?
You know, to talk about radical. But the problem here, Ed, and the reason that it has to be retroactive and all this is because it's never enough.
Yeah.
It's never enough. So if Bill de Blasio does a half-hearted, you know, climate change, Green New Deal type policy, then the left wing of the party is going to say, you're not doing enough to save the world. You're not doing enough to save the planet.
We got 10 years,
12.
Fellas. I'm telling 12. You, listen to AOC.
Well, it was 12 when she won.
Okay,
we got under 12 then right now because the clock is ticking, my friend.
Right.
And AOC is keeping up with it.
How many of you guys are going to max out your credit cards after 10 and a half years?
Well,
before the world ends.
I ain't going to do it because I'm going to be here after 12 years.
That's right. I'm not falling for that again. I already did that with Y2K.
Well, then we get debt forgiveness by Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
First off, we got student loan forgiveness for all, and then we're going to have credit card relief.
Yes.
For all.
But the government will... But, you know, on this note, how many voters go around going, man, we got to get these buildings, more energy efficient. You know, that's the top of my list. That's like not even the top 10 when it comes to voter issues.
You know
this
what?
This is a shakedown. If you can't afford it, you're just going to have to pay into the kitty. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. I don't believe in man-made global warming.
No.
Right.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are sold on that.
No.
I don't believe in man-made. I don't subscribe, and I think half of Americans or more don't even subscribe to their premise. Whether there's global warming or not, maybe there is in some places, and maybe there's global cooling in some places. I've read about this and followed this, not extensively. But guess what? The climate changes since time began.
Right.
And, you know.
Remember the ice age?
We have ice age, and then we have warming, and then we have cooling, and. We have weather patterns that change. You know, it's not because I'm driving a minivan.
To your point.
Or so because just, cows are passing.
Or because
cows methane.
Are, yeah. So it's just, I don't believe in cow-caused climate change. I think the planet is way too big for something like that. And as President Trump has cited, if we're just going to make America do all these regulatory environmental changes to please the environmentalist, and China's not going to do anything, and India's not going to do anything,
right.
And these other, then guess what? It's not going to make any difference if you believe in their premise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And so anyway, we'll go ahead and walk.
Yeah, I just think conservatives, and to your point, I think conservatives need to be careful about buying into the premise. Because here's the thing, if you don't combat the premise with facts and reality, then all of a sudden the premise becomes true. And then the left goes, well, you're not doing anything about it. Conservatives aren't offering
any AOC
solutions.
That's what AOC says.
So let's go with my solution.
Yeah.
And so Republicans need to be careful about buying into the premise of man-made
climate
change.
Also, all these left-wingers that fly around on these left-wing rich people, and I'm not against rich people. In fact, if you're rich and want to make a gift to American Family Radio, you can do that right now at this phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. But, I mean, these Hollywood stars and such that decry global warming because of man-made emissions and then fly around on their private jets and drive their limousines and RVs and...
Which proves to me they don't really
believe. They don't really believe it. It's just something they can feel good about.
Right.
You know, that they can hug each other and say, we're saving the planet. We are saving the planet. Now what time's our jet supposed to leave? You know what I'm saying? We got to go to Coachella. We've got a big party to go to this weekend. Yeah, and South Beach.
That's right.
We got to be there where all the beautiful people are.
And it's going to be lit up, and there's going to be
all kinds of... Probably try to save the planet driving on our private planes.
And our SUVs going to pull up and...
Give me a break. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
I want to end with a nice, great, good news story.
Okay,
Steve. How about that? 11 years ago... It's not going to start out great. Just brace yourself. Be patient. Wait for it. 11 years ago, Sarah Wickline Hall was told that she had cancer. She was pregnant. She was told that both she and her unborn baby would probably die. Her first doctor, an oncologist, said you should probably abort the child. She said, no, I would rather die and give birth. The second doctor said she should abort the child. She stood her ground and said, that's okay. The baby will probably, the doctor said, abort anyway. The baby did not abort. Miss Wickline Hall and her daughter are now 10 years past the episode and doing fine. A 10-year-old beautiful girl, now part of that family in the world, and all because Miss
Wickline Hall. Where did you find
Hall,
this story?
Well, it's from our friends at LifeNews.com.
Can we put that on our Facebook
page?
That
is a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And now,
she stood up for life.
Now, so she did not have chemo treatments?
No, not while she was pregnant.
That would have killed the baby.
It would have.
What a brave soul and a faithful person.
She thought she was probably, I imagine, it doesn't say here, but I'm sure that she thought she was would die. In fact, she did say, I knew I would rather die and give birth.
Yeah. Wow.
So the doctor encouraged her to get an abortion?
Two of them.
And this was how long ago?
10 years ago.
So have an abortion so you can have the cancer treatments.
Right.
And then you can live.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, so we're going to, that story we're talking about, which we got from
LifeNews.com.
LifeNews.com. We're going to put on our Facebook page.
It's up. Yeah.
So go to Today's Issues and our Facebook page, and we're going to put that story. We have that story up because we... That's the one thing we do here on this show. We like to put all the stories that we talk about on our Today's Issues Facebook page so you can go and read them for yourself and pass them on to your friends and family. Because one of the main reasons we exist here at AFR is to help educate the Christian community on what's happening in our country and also on educate the Christian community on what the Word of God, the Bible, says to us in our personal lives, as well as what our calling is as fathers, mothers, citizens, whatever the case may be. So check that out at our Today's Issues Facebook page. Well, it's almost noon Central Time here on American Family Radio. It's day one of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Standing in the Gap. And Ed, again, this comes from Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 22:30.
Where God is speaking about his people.
Yes.
And so we're taking that reference of stand in the gap, and we're saying, let's be a part of standing in the gap. There's a gap between God and a lot of things in our country and in our personal lives. And so it's metaphoric here, but we're saying let's stand in the gap spiritually so that we can help bridge, right?
Right. Bridge. And the number to call is 877-616-2396. That number to call to give the share-a-thon is 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Walker.
Yes, sir.
Ed, appreciate it.
I was privileged to be here.
And Brent Creeley ran our control board for us today, and we appreciate Brent's contributions.
Did a pretty good job, too.
And Fred, the Canadian Jackson, did his part earlier. How'd the Bruins do last night, by the way? Did they win or lose?
They play tonight.
Game 7?
Game 7.
Will you report to us tomorrow?
I will.
Okay, you do that.
If he's here, they won. If not, he's mourning. Okay.
All right, well, we'll see you a little bit later, folks. News straight up.
Faith, family, freedom. America.